guys. Hello, 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 everyone. We are bringing in the light where the darkness dwells. Okay, it's Spiritual Emergency Training. This is Len Mystic Healer and co-hosting today again, Andy Miller. And we are wanting to get some information out there to shift the all the government policies and the systems on the planet, environmental and the emotional system. So welcome, Andy. What you got about going on that we wanted to share about? There's no advertising, no marketing, no mainstream media on the Pentagon. MarchOnThePentagon.com. MarchOnPentagon.com. MarchOnPentagon.com. And what else do you have on that, Andy? Could you share, please?
Well, you basically said it. They're marching on the Pentagon yesterday and today to, I believe they're concerned about waste, fraud, and abuse and being overly militaristic. There's a lot of, some of the groups that are protesting are passionate anti-war people. Some of them are not left-leaning, but real left, not the people that Trump claims are left, but real ones. And they are against war, and so they're letting their voices be heard.
Do you have a list of them that you could kind of read off who's with who's
well, if you
on
go
that?
If you go on MarchOnPentagon.com, I think it is, you look at who their affiliates are, you can see it's basically several members of Green and social workers' parties. It's on their site. It would be unproductive for me to just list it off. Just go read it.
And are there any, like, the interfaith movement groups working at that level? Are they there, too, at the...
Well, the last 3 weeks have been a whole variety of protests and marches on a whole variety of issues. There was a big LGBTQ Supreme Court case. There's been several environmental... The Global Climate Strike had a week of protests in September, and now they're holding... Every Friday in D.C., in fact, Jane Fonda's moved to D.C. Every Friday they're having Friday fire drills at 11 a.m. and all protesting climate change in front of the U.N.
Every Friday until January, right?
Yeah, there's so many things going on. I mean, there was the Poor People's Campaign is doing a 22-state registered to vote rally. March for Our Lives had a recent thing, gun safety people had a recent national march. There's been so many things.
And keep
it's
going.
Hard, it's hard to... Well, one of my favorite sites that's still in its beginning is called rallylist.com, and their intention is to list all these various rallies. Some of them are, you know, more conservative-oriented. They're not just more liberal-oriented, and I think it's a good thing to use the Internet to inform everybody about events in their area that they might be interested in. So I would look at rallylist.com as it comes into use.
Is it .com or .org?
This one's .com, oddly enough.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Do you know who the sponsor is of that?
Not off the top of my head. They may want to remain hidden anyway so that they don't have a partisan influence on who uses their site.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It looked like it was sort of bipartisan or nonpartisan.
Have you, do you know who's working with the people's budget? Not the CBO, not the Congressional Budget Office, but in opposition to it, there's a site out there called the People's Budget. Do you know who all is affiliated?
I know there are a number of alternatives.
Mm-hmm. Is there any movement on the taxation of Wall Street transactions?
Well, we need to have politicians elected who share our values, who are not greedy SOBs, in order to get that going. And people have been pushing that for a long time.
Mm-hmm. So, but nothing concrete that you know of?
Well, nothing will pass right now in this political environment. The political environment is taken up by all these various scandals and pushing to and fro about what scandals exist and what don't, and people attacking and people defending. It's taken up all the oxygen in Washington. And right now, the U.S. Senate isn't really legislating at all. I think they passed one or two things and they're just sitting on their hands doing nothing. So until we can get the machinery of Washington moving, we're not going to see things like that that people have wanted for a long time. So the first order of business is to get the wheels of legislature moving again.
Yeah, and a really open group seems to be the most active as far as, you know, the indigenous communities and social justice is the Quakers, the FCNL.org group, everyone. It's Friends Committee on National Legislation.org. They seem to be, I don't know, so far anyway, it looks like the most progressive group on that kind of legislation that we need for these new government policies.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that FCNL is part of the American Friends Service Committee, which is their umbrella group for all sorts of policies, the Quaker policies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Since 1943, the FCNL community has lobbied Congress to advance peace, justice, and an earth restored, help strengthen our collective work. So it's 1943. They've been around a while.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, I've been noticing, watching the polls, and one of the things that's happening is a certain amount of evangelical support has been changing. And I saw a fellow today on one of the mainstream TV stations, which I'd never heard of, but I'm sure all politically active Christians have heard of. It's called Jim Wallace. Apparently, he's behind Sojourner Magazine and a group called Red Letter Christians that aspires to talk about what Jesus said, not what he was reinterpreted as saying. And one of the things that struck me, this fellow Reverend Jim Wallace said, he said that white supremacy is anti-Christ, and caging immigrants is anti-Christ, and sexually assaulting women is anti-Christ. So he's baffled about why some member of the evangelical community supports some people who don't appear to be working against those things. His theory was that the people that claim to be evangelicals are themselves powered more by supremacy or bigotry than their Christian beliefs. It was just fascinating.
Do you want to repeat that site, his name again? And
Jim Wallace, sojo.net, Sojourner Magazine, and Red Letter Christians, I think, .com.
RedLetterChristians.com and Sojourner?
Sojo.net is the big one.
Oh, sojo.net. Okay. Thank you. Good one. Good find.
Also, if you're in the mood for a little humor and you don't mind it being liberally oriented, because I know not everybody is, I recommend John Fugel's saying, Sanity Cast, episode 11, in his comedic style. He talks about 21 ways Elizabeth Warren is more Christian than Donald Trump, and it's very funny. It's Sanity Cast, episode 11. It's a very long link. Just type it into your favorite search engine, Sanity Cast Episode 11. It's very funny, but there's an alarming ring of truth to it.
Doesn't he have, he was giving all kind of references in the Bible about okaying, or I don't know what the right word is, about... you know, the issue pro-life, pro-choice, and that the Bible didn't really advocate abortion, but it definitely wasn't in total disrespect or saying absolutely, you know, no to it also. He had a lot of different biblical interpretations that he references, too. So
I think you'll find Reverend Wallace also, he had a quote from 1 Corinthians, which I can't remember, was very important, using the Bible to discuss why we need each other. But John Fugelsang has been appearing in many shows lately. He's a very funny comedian, but when he's asked to speak seriously, he turns out to be very smart, very worldly, and just amazing.
Yeah, he's quite... Eclectic.
Along my line, I always like to bring a couple of websites for you that might be useful to people, and it's another political site I found if anybody's interested. It's called Open Secrets, www.opensecrets.org. In particular, their section on political action committees, it discusses all known fundraising by PACs, committees, politicians, states. You can see your zip code demographics. The whole site, opensecrets.org, is amazing if you click the hamburger menu on the upper right. Of course, be careful. There's some ads stuck in there that are not part of the site, but it's an amazing site, www.opensecrets.org. It's all about money. It talks about the history of dark money, relevant to court decisions, all kinds of stuff. I recommend it to anybody. The next site that might be of interest to people is called Snopes, www.snopes.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you've gotten an email from that Nigerian prince who's going to leave you $11 million, or you've got a pop-up ad for, you know, this device is going to save the world, you can go on to Snopes and see, is it true or is it false? And they either debunk or validate various facts, fact-checking site. It's an amazingly big site. That's Snopes.com, RallyList.com. And for anyone who's interested in the Defense Department budget...
Oh, wait. The Rally List. Is that List, L-I-T,
R-A-L-L-Y, R-A-L-L-Y-L-I-S-T.com.
Okay, so it isn't at List. It's plural. It's Rally List.
Rally List.
Singular.
Okay, it's a list.
Okay, good. Good.
Now,
we
for the defense budget that Lynn's been talking about, I recommend dod.defense.gov. It has all the financial documents for the Department of Defense, an amazing list of external links, and whatever the Pentagon thinks it's doing by auditing, whatever face it's bringing to the public is all laid out there. You can spend a lot of time reading that and determine for yourself how valid it might be, if you're interested in that. So these are my favorite sites, and I can always be reached at andy.special@comcast.net if you want me to email them to you or have any suggestions for sites. I like to provide useful sites. I try to, as best I can, I try to provide nonpartisan sites. That's not always possible. And I try to provide sites that, in my experience, seem to be stable, cogent, not designed to provoke. Or if they are designed to provoke, then I'm targeted toward the audience that would be interested in that particular issue. There's so many sites out there. It's like a fire hose of information. I try and pick out what I think is going to be the most benefit. Otherwise, we could get lost in looking at websites forever. I mean, if you ever type something in a search engine, you get 400 entries come right up. And a lot of them, they mean well, but I'm looking for the most profound sites and the best organized. Although I will, of course, promote any small people that have a good mustard seed idea and need help getting the word out. Always glad to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my little website corner for the day.
Nice, really nice. Thank you.
You'll love Lynn. Look at Open Secrets. You'll love it. You'll go crazy.
Okay, and I just keep wanting to go back to how to organize the. The political science groups at the colleges, how to get them more activated for these government policies for change that are needed. Do you have any ideas on that?
Exactly what do you mean?
Well, you know, we've got to change the environmental systems of the planet, and the U.S. is supposed to help lead, and the emotional systems on the planet.
Well, I can tell you, in environmental systems, I can tell you that that's happening pretty good now with global climate strike and a lot of kids. As far as emotional systems, I'm not so optimistic. A lot of people don't want to understand the importance of emotional systems to them. It seems aloof and abstract.
Well, that's the drugging. You know, drugging and drug wars scenario that's been happening on the planet. And a good place too to go for that is madinamerica.org, madinamerica.org, and get affiliated with them, and the Hay House Healing Summit movement, and then, of course, a lot of the different groups on BBS Radio, the Sound Healers, the Crystal Healers, and then there's a energy. Oh gosh, they have Reiki, you know, international, and they have international now Energy Healing Institute. We're going into HTP Healing Touch Practitioner Program.
Those are important. Those are important for healing, but I'm interested in understanding our human emotions. There's not a lot of work in that area. It's been It's been supplanted by pharmaceutical companies.
Well, and street drugs both. And the war on drugs, right? Use of drugs, you know, to party, or use of drugs supposedly for...
No need to understand. You just take this drug, you'll feel fine.
Yeah. Or, you know, go on a street drug so you can party. So, you know, at Big Pharma, and then I think Frank was mentioning the dabs, what's going on there with just drug use to, as far as coping skills. There's a new coping Institute, behavior. Okay, let's go to behavioral science. Everyone, you can check out behavioral science programs, and answers are within. So why I'm talking about this is it's so important for people to realize we can actually set up these healing art, body, mind, spirit healing centers now, open 24/7. You can go to bmse.net. They do virtual, local, global body, mind, spirit expos. They've been happening for over 50 years. And they're just a really critical element to have open 24/7. You know, in every community, these body, mind, spirit healing centers, because there's so many alternative, wonderful modalities for, and all these different people. Oh, yeah, and Dr. Shaw, he's doing a lot of love meditations and affiliated with lovepeaceharmony.org website. And
sorry, I'm too busy for love.
Oh, isn't
no,
it?
No time for peace and love. Got the stuff to do.
I know. Isn't that just so sad that's happened on this planet? Where's the love? No, we've just got people.
I think that's going to be the latest. I think that's going to be the next generation of shore to ground, air to ground missiles.
Yeah.
they're going to call them love bombs.
No, yeah, we want love, not war. You know, you pay people to love one another or be compassionate and kind instead of kill. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's talk about the behavioral science more and the transpersonal psychology groups and the transformational coaches online and life coaches and what have you that are realizing all the different soul purpose workers that are out there, all the different people working with soul energetics, S-O-U-L energies. And it's just really critical that all these are offered, you know, at every, you know, and how to open the third eye, use your chakra system and become more psychic or more intuitive. And the mystery schools, check them out. James Von Prague started one. And there's quite a few. It sort of goes along with the Essenes, which Jesus studied under, E-S-S-E-N-E. It's, you know, advanced healing modalities with using the higher energetics of each person's light energies, the God within each person.
Are you saying that Jesus was not really the Son of God? He was just a mystical healer? Or are you saying that all mystic healing comes from God? I'm confused.
All mystical healing comes from God. For each individual is supposed to be connected to God, to Source, to their soul, mind, body, soul, soul, soul energies, not AI, not so much AI. It's supposed to be, we're supposed to be connected to heart, our heart and higher power, our higher energies, our soul energies, mind, body, soul, soul, soul energies, full of multidimensional light and love energies. And, you know, we're teaching the kids how to use their soul energy so they can, these higher realms of consciousness that are all-knowing for the person, they're omniscient for that person, that's where the answers lie within. That's why it's so important, because that's where you stop the wars, individually and collectively, because people need to know if they are angry or upset whether, you know, if they're red, yellow, black, or white, their answers are inside of them. In Google, answers are within. We know now, worldwide, this is just a house, this Earth, planet Earth, you know, Mother Gaia to all of us. We're killing her and each other, you know, and it's been set up that way, and we have to heal Mother Earth and heal each other to save this planet and evolve in the intergalactic higher realms of species where...
Unfortunately, we have a society that seems to be based on the acquisition of money and power, and current thinking is that keeping people upset and afraid will allow you to extract money and power from them. So we have to find a way to deal with that structure.
Yeah, but at the same time, that's why these, you know, targeting the mental health problems and realizing online using the internet that all the answers are within each person. If they are angry, red, yellow, black, or white, if they are angry or upset, their answers are within them. That's where you connect them to source. They find out who they are, why they're here, what their life lessons are, and why they're so frustrated and angry, and what did they attract, and from what level, you know, law of attraction out there, you know, and you reap what you sow, and karma, and, you know, we have to get back to realize that why it's so important to help people with their own self-esteem so they understand who they are, why they're here, and how to let go and let God or work with their higher power, their higher soul energies, you know, so that they can, you know, learn that their answers are inside of them, not in a book or from outside. The kingdom of heaven is within, all drug highs are within. So we have to figure out how to get that information out there, because all human beings, red, yellow, black, and white, all have the same basic emotions and same basic needs. And anyone who's angry or upset, we can stop all the gun violence, you guys. There it is. All the violence and all the bullying, you know, if we can just get people to understand, to focus on the legislation, to bring in these new healing art, you know, body, mind, spirit healing centers open 24/7. You get all the healers and all their projects and programs locally, you know, with hands-on healing programs. Hey, there's even soul parenting out there. You know, soul work's out there, and they have to have, and HeartMath Institute is working with Stanford, you know, university. So we have...
Wouldn't that put drug companies out of business?
Yeah. Well, and also, too, well, it, you know, it just, the Bible Health Studies, everyone, you want to get online, too, and go to the Bible Health Studies group and programs and films, because all of the pharmaceuticals originated, again, including Bayer aspirin, willow bark, all originated from natural herbs. And so I have to get back to growing edible landscaping crews with all the natural herbs, edible flowers, and, you know, all the fruits, nuts, berries, and veggies and what have you, with solar greenhouses in areas that are colder, you know, or indoor hydroponics with all kinds of light, you know, light therapies, or, I mean, light, different light. They even have hydroponics already that have different light, light therapies, like they took light therapies out of our Big Pharma was up against light therapy in 1939 with drugs that they had at that time, and they were curing all kinds of different ailments with light therapy in 1939. Of course, we didn't hear about it because Big Pharma didn't want that information out there. Kind of like what's going on with the, you know, renewable energy, you know, zero-point energy, Keshe Foundation, and, you know, the anti-gravity and ships and all that, you know, the energetics that have been, you know, all the technological clean energy projects, biophotonic water systems, all the things that we could be, you know, desalinization program, all the things that we need have been sideswiped by, you know, what the five most major corporations related to the military-industrial complex, the penal-industrial complex, big ag, big pharma, and the drug wars, and guns, and war. Oh, well. Anyway, the penal...
There was a segment about family farms going away.
Oh, I
know.
And really, they need to be started over again, like, you know, the large, you know, mega egg businesses can actually go organic and go into whole new types of processing programs with like I said, all the local edible. We need all the natural herbs out there, you know. We're finally getting some of the pot or the, you know, marijuana legalized, but, you know, people are, they're overdoing it a lot because they don't realize that all of them, you know, the coca leaves and poppy seed tea, you know, for pain instead of all these derivatives with side effects and weird chemicals and whatever. You know, moderation and getting back to more of what we could have on the planet really comes, you know, to, again, government policies, you know, new education, job creation, programming. So, boy, we have a lot to do to shift the systems. But if we can get the churches and the spiritual groups and green groups united with all the green activist groups and all the different mental health systems that need to be shifted, we can do this. You know, and internet, cell phones, and language apps, you learn to talk to people, conflict resolution. Their answers are inside of them. If they're angry or upset, they need to go get some help. And we have it now. We could set up the centers 24/7. People can get help. You can stop the anger and the craziness from inside out and actually heal 99% of the mental health issues that are happening on the planet. You know, medical hypnosis, we talked about, I think, on the last show. So there's just so much we could be doing if we just get organized on it.
Well, get out there, Lynn.
I already am. That's what we're doing, Andy.
Okay, good.
So, but it's getting with more of the, what would you do? How else can we go about this to get the legislation on the move and the social media and media propaganda? Maybe we need to go to
social. One of the problems with social media is they seem to be out to make a buck more than have a conscience. And even though Facebook in particular states that they're going to not allow hate speech, they've also said they will not impair political speech, and some of the political advertising is pretty hateful, and they'd rather take the money than monitor themselves. So along the way with electing politicians who have values and ethics and principles is holding large social media giants responsible for their impact on the community. I'm not saying they should be censored, but they should be held responsible for certain levels of speech. The kind of, they peddle a lot of things that are fake, designed to get people's money. And all that misinformation takes away our focus on what we need to do.
Well, and maybe going straight away to media psychology groups would be good with the mass propaganda and let them know.
A lot of media psychology groups know exactly what the problem is. It's getting traction to do anything about it.
Yeah, that's why we're doing this show. How do we get the network? I mean, doesn't it seem like the churches should step it up and do the legislation that's needed, you know? The major religious, how about World Parliament of Religions? What do you think of that?
I think it's a good group if it connects world religions, but they would have a limited, it's sort of like the United Nations. Multinational groups of coalitions are limited by what their members will do.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, with people waking up and realizing that we do need all these environmental systems change and the emotional systems change, it seems like, you know, they would want to help get all the major religions and the spiritual groups united with the environmental groups.
Well, you know,
right?
Organizations are funny things. Sometimes organizations that are collections of members end up spending all their time focusing on running their organization and forgetting the principles for which they started. Sometimes they're just member group mouthpieces for well-funded organizations, well-funded sub-members. So it's difficult to have coalitions of groups.
Well, I know. And the other part is they seem to get sideswiped, right, by the systems that are, like, in place. And like Mother Teresa said, I'm not anti-war. I am pro-peace. People don't get it. You know, that's the biggest thing on the planet, because we've been cut off from our individual connections with Source, the Holy Spirit realm, the light of God, these multidimensional, our chakra system.
I think the vast majority of human beings would say that they generally favored peace. Even those who might reluctantly say we can't stop war would agree it should be a last resort. We should minimize our war efforts, and we do make war efforts, they should be focused and not filled with waste and greed and corruption. I think
inside each person, if they're angry or upset, and, you know, we can prove that and get the information out, and they have centers to go to, you know, we don't need war anymore. I mean, really, the ones that really, you know, are in transition, they can. I mean, really, we've got to get the militaries all worldwide to stand down and go green. I mean, really. I mean, we've got to get that focused money onto, you know, if you care about your country, then go green, you know, worldwide, because it's a house we're on. Red, yellow, black, and white really have to unite from inside out individually. Isn't that the real sovereignty? You know, really. I mean, if you go to Heart and Soul Community Services, everyone check out ORTON, Orton Family Foundation. They've kind of got a prototype and videos and information on setting up these community heart and soul based, heart and soul community services. So, and then we here in Coos County, we have what's called a nurturing, caring communities, and then they put it to new community coalitions. So anyway, so the jobs and the you know, organization is set up already, but we don't have the jobs, you know, the legislation that and the propaganda, the advertising media propaganda hiring, you know, people to sign up for their own heart and soul based community services, and we don't have the centers for the ones that are, you know, aggressive, acting out, being put into, you know, more gun use and more violence and more drug use and more alcohol or whatever, you know, the divide and conquer, the civil war insanity that they keep wanting to promote so they can keep promoting more drugs, more guns, more stress, more drugs, more guns, you know, more war.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Well, I know, but how do you get, you know, would it be best to go to the head of Google? You know, one of the head of Google's editorials, you can go to YouTube's, everyone. There's Annie Jacobson, and she's being interviewed by Google, one of the top Google executives, and Operation Paperclip and DARPA, D-A-R-P-A. You know, check out the information out there that people are trying to get out there. And Trillionaires Club documentary. And the video, The Good War. What a joke. The Good War video that shows, you know, the bankers and Ford Foundation just totally, you know, selling to both sides the same equipment, you know, for us and to the Nazis. So, you know, we're in some deep duty
right
here.
Right now we have Turks attacking Kurds, Turks using American-sold weapons attacking Kurdish forces in Syria that have American weapons.
Exactly. I know. Yeah, and then what's the latest you've got on, now we're going, didn't Saudi Arabia, weren't they responsible for 9/11, but oh, we're going to send troops there to defend them, or what?
It's not fair to say that Saudi Arabia was responsible, because Saudi Arabia is a mixture of different factions. It is fair to say that all the terrorists were from Saudi Arabia, but there are different factions in Saudi Arabia. In fact, some of them work against their own factions.
Why are we spending time and money and troops to go there? I can't quite get
because
that.
Because they give us oil, and they hate Iran, who we hate.
Oh, we? Sorry, no, I don't.
The guy who gives the orders, apparently.
Let's get this straight.
Nobody
Iran hasn't invaded any other countries in, what, over 200 years? And they have Baha'is there. You might check out that.
Well, they sort of invaded Iraq. After we took down the Iraqi government, they sort of filled the vacuum.
Oh,
you might say we helped.
Yeah, we shouldn't even go there, because, it's just time, with Earth, Google Maps, everyone, and all the technology that we have to kill each other. I think the thought forms of hate individually and collectively need to be shifted, and the money, all the monies, we can do it now. You look at the Earth Google map, see what's really going on, and, drones and what have you. We had better come together, all red, yellow, black, and white, and bring in
I'm cautiously optimistic. I think that the power structure of our country, I believe that people will reclaim democracy here soon. And once that happens, we'll be able to push legislation that makes more sense.
Worldwide, absolutely. But the March on the Pentagon and didn't you say it was March Against the Machine?
It's called Rage Against the War Machine.
Yeah, that's a really good group, everyone. Really good also. But yeah, again, don't want to say, it's just almost like, anti-war. But all these rallies, I try to tell people, that you go and you say you're against this, you're against that, but they have to know that, to have hope and be excited that there are all these renewable energy technologies that have been suppressed. There are all these beautiful, wonderful healing art forms.
I don't know, in my area, in fact, yesterday I was walking in the overcast rain, there was a guy from one of the Vivint Solar fans installing solar. I get at least one phone call a day here about solar.
Oh, do you? That's good to hear. Yeah.
They're all over. My cable company sells solar energy now. Everyone does here. Where I'm at, it's a big deal.
Okay. And wind, too. They have some new turbines and whatever that doesn't...
In fact, Nobel Prize for, I want to say, engineering was won by three guys who developed lithium-ion batteries for solar. One guy's 92, and he's still researching, still working.
Yeah, there's renewable energy documentaries. Oh, and the Recycle Sweden, want to give a plug out for that. Check out Recycle Sweden, because, they've dealt with over...
I don't want to throw Sweden away. I don't want to recycle it. I'm going to keep Sweden.
But they're recycling. They've been, with the population and garbage. They've just dealt with, massive population and the garbage longer than our country. So, they've developed, technology and techniques of recycling, like 99% of the waste. They even have huge freight liners bringing in garbage, so it's profitable too. But anyway, another one we want to go, I want to give a shout out, usdac.org again, usdac.org. It's United States Department of Arts and Culture, and it's an affiliate that came off the Peace Alliance, thepeacealliance.org. They're doing some good work, but we really need these. With Body, Mind, Spirit Healing Arts Centers, that's Inner Peace for World Peace meditation programs, lightworker programs, crystal healing, Reiki, energetics, I mean, art, music, singing, dance, movement therapies, multicultural arts. I mean, it's just like there's so much, and there really is money for all these new jobs and projects. That's what I really want to get out to people, that, you know, when you say anti-war, you're trying to say, hey, the money that we're spending for war and the penal industrial complex, you know, big ag and what have you, those systems have to, and the monies in relationship.
Well, the fundamental, there's two fundamental reasons why we have war. One is oil. Large countries want to control land for oil or other rare earths, and the other issue is religious, ethnic and religious diversity. If you resolve conflicts between about resources and between ethnic and religious groups in other ways, you won't have nearly so much war.
Yeah, that's why you want to also go to the latest YouTube. I just sent it out today. It's the YouTube is about Paul. YouTube, Paul Hell, H-E-L-L-Y-E-R, Hellyer. I thought I only had one L. It has Hell, H-E-L-L-Y-E-R. And it's all about UFOs, chemtrails, and all kinds of information, and that benevolent ETs, okay? He's the ex-defense minister of Canada. Really want to get that out there to get people sharing so that we get more in touch with the Holy Spirit realm, where Jesus came from, the light of God, you know, the higher realms of energetics within each individual, but actually our star brothers and sisters that are benevolent, that want to help us, where Jesus came from, Arcturians, Palladians, Andromedans, and they are from the very, very advanced civilizations that want to help us clean up Mother Earth, save the planet. Oh, and go to the Ascension programs, Lightworker programs. That's what they're here to help us do, and that's part of the Body, Mind, Spirit Healing Arts Centers, that we can have all these programs so we can stop the violence and the worrying individually and collectively now. We could never do that before. But with the Internet, cell phone, and language apps, you can talk to people instead of kill them or, you know, bother with more guns and more drugs and more synthetic drugs or blah, 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 blah. And Dr. Stephen Greer, check out his latest YouTubes, you know, why we can actually move into these anti-gravity programs, anti-gravity machines, and you can go to ECETI.org too, ECETI, get more information about the truth, about the benevolent star brothers and sisters that already, you know, use light ships and, you know, intergalactic light travel faster than the speed of light. Anyway, so there's just a lot that we have to do, and change belief systems is part of it. And to change belief systems, people, we have the Internet, cell phones, and language apps. And so you talk to people, you don't kill them, and you pay people to be kind to one another instead of kill one another or drug them unnecessarily with drugs that have horrible side effects. And again, all drug highs are free because the kingdom of heaven is within each person, and they're higher.
Well, you know, I can get a zero gravity reclining lounge chair on Amazon for $55.
What?
Yeah,
what? Hey, what? Say that again.
Zero gravity reclining lounge chair, $55. on Amazon.
It's only $55.
Well, the other ones range around $120. This one's pretty cheap.
Oh, my. How about the
hoverboard? Zero gravity. I don't know what a zero gravity lounge chair is.
Maybe it's like the hoverboards that they have now. Did you see that guy in that hoverboard that took off and was just going all over the place in his hovercraft?
Yeah, but you can't have them on airplanes because a few of them caught fire, so they're not allowed on airplanes. You can't pack them in a suitcase.
Oh, my. It looked like he was on a skateboard, you know, and he was just flying all over the place on it. Yep. There's, you know, and then we got the fly suits, and they even have a sports with the fly suits. So we can do sports, okay, too. People can be paid to coach more sport, different kinds of sports, more sports. There's all kinds of new paddleboard sports and all kinds of, you know, kite sailing and surfing and then windsurfing. And then, you know, we have canoes and we have, you know, kayak. There's so much that we could do. And paying people to, you know, be more involved with that, too, with more sports, not war, you know, and jobs, not jails. So it's just, you know, it's just government policies that have to be shifted. So that's what we're talking about. And what else do you have, Andy?
Here's something, the 4M Kids Labs Anti-Gravity Magnetic Levitation Science Kit for $16.
And it's for kids?
Yeah, it's a kids' anti-gravity science lab.
Oh, that is awesome. I never heard you say that one before. I love it. Cool. I know some kids group that would really like that. Oh, I like that. That is just,
anti-gravity,
say that again,
and
I can't even believe it.
It's kids' projects for anti-gravity and magnetic levitation science.
I love it. Who developed it? Do you know where it came from?
I don't know offhand, but I mean, why not, right? In my day, it was chemistry sets. Now it's maglev and anti-gravity sets.
So is there any more information you have out there about the maglev trains?
Nothing new. Last I checked,
so,
Elon Musk's Hyperloop.
Would that be better for China and Russia and our U.S.?
Elon Musk, they're thinking about developing a maglev train between Chicago and Cincinnati, oddly enough.
Yeah?
I don't know why they picked Chicago and Cincinnati.
Well, there was a time in there that China wanted to have one underwater, you know, and underground, so it didn't, you know, bother the surface, you know, land use, and go to every country in the world. How about that?
Yeah, good luck with that. Sounds like a potential. That sounds like trouble underwater. That sounds like tempting fate.
Yeah, but, you know, we could do anything if we can get Russia and China, okay, of course, all the countries, but Russia, China, and the U.S., all devoted to these other projects, we could do anything. You know, we can. You know, we just got to get off this warring and drugging and fossil fuels and all the penal industrial complex crap going on and the gun use it's just got to shift. So we only have about 4 more minutes. What do you think, Andy? What else?
Oh, it's Columbus to Chicago or Pittsburgh by Hyperloop. They're actually doing a study. That's cool. I'm in Chicago. I want to take a Hyperloop. I'm not too fond of going to Pittsburgh, but that's okay. You know, you got to do what you got to do. Austin to Dallas in 17 minutes.
Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. New forms of all kinds of, yeah. I mean, there's so much we can do. This is ridiculous. So we have to change, and our USA is here to help lead the planet, our beautiful USA. That's how it goes back to I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, for indivisible and liberty and freedom for all, and justice. Oh, justice and freedom for all. Anyway, goes with all the different, Declaration of Human Rights, Constitution, and Bill of Rights, right? So anyway, we're supposed to be the nation that steps up and brings in real democracy worldwide to one world under God within each person. Yeah, we get to do that.
Did you know that there's a Hyperloop competition for students?
Where? Tell me.
SpaceX is holding it in 2020. A new track to be built by the Boeing company with SpaceX help could be up to 10 kilometers, 6.2 miles in length to support a full vacuum. It's just a test track for student experimentation. Boeing's going to be involved. That's going to be big.
Hey, did you ever hear real quick before we end this today? There was a Mizmo. Look what happened in Japan. What a mess there, eh? So anyway, today it's just horrible. What a horrible flood. Anyway,
millions of people evacuated.
I know, it's really bad. Anyway, they were going to put, there was a Japanese company that wanted to go international, more international space stations, right? But also, too, they wanted to go to the moon and put up 240 miles of solar panels on the moon. Anyway, we can do anything if we can get people's thought forms focused on what we really want to do.
And no, in my opinion, we can do anything as long as we get our naps.
That's good, too. Okay, closing statements. Just a minute left here, Andy, for today.
I don't know. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Because payback is a
shout-out. We can start to advertise the legislation for heart and soul community services with a good basic guaranteed income, right, and single-payer or universal health care for everyone. Okay, we can do this instead of signing up for more citizen soldiers or soldiering or police.
Here, I'll leave with
guaranteed income with health care. No more of that. No more, no more. Thank you.
Here's my final message. Doing the right thing makes you feel real good. It's the best kind of high.
Oh, doing the right thing. Well, yeah, if it's coming from, you know, people know how to tap into source. So Body, Mind, Spirit Expo Healing Center is open 24/7. It'll help change the whole planet. Legislation for it. Bless you all. We thank you. Blessings for continued focus on massive divine prayers for massive divine intervention from Archangel Michael and all the legions of evolving, loving, caring, sharing civilization so that we can bring in the planet of the light and we can actually help everyone shine their light. We're going to go out and learn how to use their soul, their light, their inner light, the light of God so we're going to go out today with Patti Becker's song Shine Your Light, and it's about from her album Carry Me Away. Thank you, Patti Becker, a shout out to bbsradio.com. thank you, and KJAJFM 98.1. Thank you, here in Coos County. Blessings to all. Thank you so much for tuning in, and just big hugs and lots more love. Spread the love and the light. Thank you. Bye now.
My God stands beside me in everything I do. My God lives inside me and loves me through and through. And if the whole world knew how much God loves them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk with our brothers. We would walk with the divine. We could start right now if we're not afraid to shine. In every act of kindness and in every teardrop too. And if the whole world knew that God surrounds them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine. Walk with the divine. We could start. that same power that flows through you. What a gift.